views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. Walking the path of freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. How are you? It's Andrew Martin, and I am coming to you live on Transformation Talk Radio from Moon Lab Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. I am so happy to be coming to you guys once again. The second and fourth Thursday of every month have quickly become one of my favorite days. I think I kind of always say that about no matter what it is that I'm doing, because I really do love what I do, and to be able to connect with the listeners for this show and to bring you insight and information and guidance that's, you know, insightful and inspiring and entertaining and hopefully interesting is just really the thrill of a lifetime. And I'm so, so happy that I can connect with you in this way. We have an amazing show for you today. A friend of mine from way back when is now walking the path of spirit in service. And we're going to talk all about that in just a second. The topic of today's show is the power of coincidence. Which I have to be honest, I'm going to be, you know, full disclosure, it's a little bit of a bait and switch, because I personally don't really believe that it's coincidence. But my guest and I are going to talk all about that. I tend to be more of the school of thought of synchronicity. But I'm not going to make up your mind for you. I'm going to let you listen to this amazing hour that we have set up for you so that you can make up your own mind and make up your own decision about what you think. So a little bit of a change for all of you. I just want to give you a heads up. I have made a change in my social media platform and my website. My website is now andrewmartin.energy. And all of my social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, have all been changed to Andrew Martin Energy. It's a long story, but basically it was time for me to put my name on the storefront, so to speak, for my website and all my social media platforms as I am expanding and moving into new projects. And I have so many exciting things in the works that I'm going to be sharing with all of you over the next couple of months. And all of them really do require me to step forward in a new way and put my name and my face on the brand, so to speak. So thelightedones.com was my old website. I still have that URL active. So if you go to that URL, it will immediately redirect you to the new one. But just make a note, andrewmartin.energy for the website and Andrew Martin Energy for my social media, just so that you can stay connected and find all of my content out there. But I want to get into the show, because today's topic, the power of coincidence, is one that is fascinating. And I know we're going to have some amazing things to talk about today. My guest is Naha Armati. She is a friend of mine. We've known each other from way, way back in the early 90s, our Seattle days, which we'll probably talk a little bit about. But she is the senior reader, healer, and teacher at the House of Intuition in LA, which is the premier metaphysical destination in Los Angeles. I've taught a class there myself, and they have amazing energy, amazing products, and really, really incredible classes and courses. So I highly recommend, if you're in the LA area, that you check out the House of Intuition. Naha has been featured on The Doctors, The Grace Helbig Show, CBS News recently featured her as one of the best ways to detox in 2014. She's an amazing, amazing individual. Like, how many skills can one person have? There's so much information in her bio. She's been trained by the master teachers in the Western mystery traditions of Kabbalah, alchemy, tarot, sacred geometry, practical and ritual magic. She is also the founder of 22 Teaching School of Hermetic Science and Magical Arts. There's so much that we're going to talk about, but I want to bring her on. Please welcome Naha. Hello, Naha.
Hi, Andrew. So excited for today.
I am so happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I think this is a really juicy topic. And I really, you know, I think that we should just jump right in, because you and I talked a little bit about this when we were deciding on the, you know, the content and the topic for the show. And I said, you know, the power of coincidence. And you were like, wait a minute, I don't really believe in coincidence. And we had a lot.
I know.
It
was like coincidence, quote unquote, you mean, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's just jump right in. Tell me, you know, and share with our listeners, what do you, when we talk about coincidence, what does that really mean to you?
Well, it's something that just every single day has unfolded for me, especially over the course of the last 7 years when my journey has really accelerated, where I just see the underlying thread that connects everything and realizing that, you know, things don't just happen randomly. There are causes and then there are effects. And if you can kind of jump on to the currents that are happening, you can see that there's so much tying everything together on some kind of underlying level. And I think that it pops its head up as what seems like coincidences, but really it's, you know, it's some kind of an indicator that yes, you're on the right track.
Yeah. So can we for today's conversation, can we just call it synchronicity? Is that a word that you're comfortable using?
I think so. You know, I mean, there's so many things. Some people call it kismet or synchronicity. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Because coincidence implies that it's totally random. It's just a coincidence. It's just something that happened. There was no, maybe it was weird, but there was no like further meaning to it. But synchronicity implies that something is happening on a subtle level and it's manifesting on a material level, and that there's a reason there. There's something to pay attention to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think you're right that the idea of coincidence sort of lets us separate ourselves from it. You know what I mean? Like, we can say like, oh, well, it was just this random thing that happened. And it also, I think, oftentimes allows us to ignore it. Because I believe that on some level, when those sort of coincidences or these synchronicities begin to occur in our lives, oftentimes we know on some level why it's happening. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we may be in a place in our lives where we don't really want to deal with the truth, or we don't want, you know, it's like people say, well, I want a sign. And then they're like, I don't want that sign, right? I want a sign,
right.
A different sign, right? I don't want that kind of information.
Okay, so let's right off the bat say that if it's something bad, you can't write it off as a coincidence. And then if it's something good, it gets to be a synchronicity. Like, there has to be, you know, like, I think that you're totally right. It's a way to disconnect and go, oh, that didn't mean anything. But really, if you do take a look at what are the steps that led me to that moment in time, what were my choices that played into it? And it's not always going to be that it's a good thing. That a coincidence doesn't have to imply it's a good one, right?
Right.
But
And I think, you know, we can get into that talk a little bit about that. I think there's this perception that, you know, a spiritual path or a spiritual journey is always going to be, you know, puppies and unicorns and rainbows. And I think you and I can both say from our own experience that oftentimes the spiritual path is the destruction of your old life, right? It's the destruction of those illusions. And it can be a very turbulent, often chaotic thing. But I think when we allow, like, the universe is always speaking to us, right? So when we allow those synchronicities or those coincidences to be a part of our dialogue, we can see that, yeah, even in the midst of this turmoil, I'm still being guided to a higher good or a higher expression.
Well, I think you just nailed it, which is that they are, you know, I like to call them breadcrumbs from the universe. They're guiding us, totally. I believe that. I guess that's my opinion, but I do believe that those are, they're little ways for the universe to show us, look, you are, you know, follow this path, follow this trail, keep on this train of thought.
Right.
So.
And I think it's interesting because, and we can talk more about this in the next segment, but I think that oftentimes a physical manifestation occurs because maybe we aren't at a place where we are tuned in enough to really hear that intuitive voice. Right. Like when you've got so much noise and so much chaos in your head, and maybe you're at the beginning of your spiritual awakening and you just can't really discern what's real, what's not, what's true, what's me, what's internal, what's external. Sometimes those external physical experiences show up to wake us up.
It has to be kind of like, hello, like snap its fingers right in front of your eyes. Totally. Right.
It's like maybe you don't have, you know, when you take a nap, maybe your internal alarm clock isn't sharp enough to wake you up. And so maybe you need the external alarm to wake you up.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes it does come as a literal huge blinking neon sign with an arrow in front of you going, hello, this is that thing you were maybe thinking about. And now Here is the sign in front of you.
Right.
So yeah.
Sometimes it's calling us forward and saying, yes, you're on the right track. Sometimes it's saying, hey, mm-hmm. why don't you go in this direction?
Mm-hmm.
And then, mm-hmm. of course, there's that thing of free will where we can decide if we're going to listen to it or not.
Yeah, free will, again, quote, unquote. I mean,
right, we can have a lot of air quotes during this.
Yeah, process. You know, I mean, I do believe free will, but then I think at the same time, you're just going to cycle back around and you're going to run into the same sign again sooner or later. It's like, okay, last time, maybe you didn't make the best choice.
Right. Yeah. It's like,
so you want to try again?
Yeah. Free will says, okay, you get to decide how long it takes you to pay attention.
Right. Or if you want to do it nice, or if you want to do it kicking and screaming.
Right. Do you want to do it the hard way or the easy way? Because either way, it's inevitable that you're going to have this moment of truth and this moment of connection. So we're going to take a break in just a second. And in the next segment, we are going to get deeper into this topic. We're going to talk about an amazing offer that Naha has for our listeners. If you are interested in asking questions, if you want to email a question to us, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player with my face on it. It will open up a player for you. And you'll see in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little tab that says ask. And so you can find the little box there to enter your email address and to send us a question. And we will answer your question on the air. If you sent us a question. So we will be right back with more from Naha on my show. What is the name of my show? Oh, A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. That's me. And my guest today is the amazing Naha Armati from the 22 Teaching School and House of Intuition in Los Angeles. And today we're talking about the power of synchronicity. And in the first segment, we talked about how really there isn't such thing as synchronicity, at least from our perspective. But before we jump into this next segment, Naha, tell everybody how they can find you and tell them about this amazing giveaway you have.
Sure. Well, they can find me. I'm on Instagram, I'm Naha99, and on YouTube, I'm 22 Teachings. But everything is happening here in LA at House of Intuition. So they can look up House of Intuition if they want to ever come meet me for a private session, reading, or healing, or come take a class with me. But I do have a special offer just for your listeners, and that is for the House of Intuition's online metaphysical online TV channel. It's HOI.TV, and there's all kinds of teachers, there's all kinds of topics, everything from meditation to tarot to crystals to all the good knowledge that our teachers have. And so I have a special episode that's going to be free just for your listeners. All they need to do is contact me for the link and the code. So the link is kind of long, so I'm not going to just say it on the air. but the code is going to be Lighted22, and they just need to contact me. So they can email me 22teachings@gmail. They can send me a direct message on Instagram or through, you know, I'm easy to find because there's not a lot of Nahas out there in the world. if they contact me, then I'll be able to send them that free episode. And it's actually an episode on working with selenite. So,
I love selenite. I know, and maybe we should do another show. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Naha, she is like the queen of crystals and stones. Like your connection with that realm is so powerful and so amazing. And so maybe we should do another show just all about that. But for those of you that are listening, if you have any curiosity or any interest in the power and the healing power of crystals and stones, Naha is definitely the one to talk to. Let's talk about, you know, we've been talking about synchronicity and how this is really the universe, you know, kind of tapping us on the shoulder, sometimes not so subtly, sometimes mm-hmm. very subtly. And really it is these breadcrumbs that are leading us forward or sometimes pushing us forward. How do you, if someone is listening and, you know, they're curious about how do you think is a good way to begin to either listen to these messages or realize these messages or even pay attention so that you can start to hear them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it's something that everybody's experiencing. I think that the first step is to stop trying to worry about what it means, because that's the thing that I always get. People are like, I always look at the clock when it's 2:22 or 3:33. What does it mean? I always see hummingbirds every time I leave my house. What does it mean? And I think that sometimes trying to figure out the meaning is getting ahead of yourself and trying to make it into, you know, not just allowing yourself to be in the moment and say, okay, when something kind of comes up on my radar, just take that moment to be present. Mm-hmm. Just stop, think about, okay, this is coming on my radar for a reason. I'm seeing this thing. I overheard something that is funny because it was, you know, sometimes people say our thoughts out loud, or I'm seeing this sign, this animal, this symbol, this number. Just take that moment to center yourself. I will tell people, you know, think about in that moment, where are you literally? Orient yourself in your body, consider what is on my mind right now. It may be that you just need to kind of be present in that moment. You know what I mean? And so instead of worrying like, oh, I've got to go Google, you know, what does the number 222 mean? Just being able to say, can this just be an affirmation and a way, you know, sometimes it'll just, I'll find for myself, it'll pull me out of some kind of mental hamster wheel that I'm on, and just to have that synchronicity happen is just like, whoa, okay, you're here, everything is connected, so just take a breath. and just sort of look around, you know, and just see, where are you right now, what, pay attention.
Like sometimes it's just really to get you just to come back to the moment, right? It's just like, get out of your head or get out of the distraction. And it's
come
so
back
funny
to
because
the moment is a good,
and I do this, I do the same thing. Like I'll see, you know, and I think we can talk about, you know, number signs and animal signs and feathers, and sometimes it's music, and sometimes you'll hear the same song in the morning and then you'll hear it again in the afternoon, or you wake up with it in your head. There's all sorts of ways. And I generally say, if you think it's a sign, it's probably a sign. But it isn't it ironic that oftentimes we'll get these messages, and then the first thing that we do is go to the computer or go to the phone to try to look it up, which just took us back out of the moment.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it is just allowing yourself to come back to the moment in that moment and just be present.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if you can sit in that moment and recognize, okay, I'm seeing this for a reason. I think that synchronicity and signs are around us constantly. It's just that some of them pop it up into our awareness, and totally, as you said, you know, sometimes because we need, they need to like, hello, pay attention to me, you know, and sometimes it is, you know, it is something more subtle, but I think I always tell my students, you know, look it up as an affirmation to what the conclusions you've already come to. So think about it for yourself first, just be present in that moment. And then later, if you're still so inclined, you know, you can look up what it means, go to those sources, but you got to trust yourself first.
I love that.
And not be,
And I think you hit the nail on the head that it's really spirit, our guides, our higher selves, our angels, our teachers, whatever it is you want to call it, the universe. It is really, from my perspective, it's just a redirection to say, go inside, tune in, right? The things that you know and the things that you feel, that's the real you, right? That's the real self, is that internal place. And so I always feel like those signs are just always redirecting us back to that internal place.
Totally.
But that's just me. So how do you, when you're talking about, you know, being aware of these synchronicities in life, and when you're talking to your students or you're talking to your clients about paying attention to it, is it something that you just generally say, you know, be more mindful and pay more attention, or at some point, and I'm just curious, at some point, is it something that you think can be used as a tool?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that the more that you accept that synchronicities are actually messages, the more that they will be useful to you. So you also have to kind of get past that sense of, oh, well, that just happened because I was thinking about that. I mean, everybody's had the experience where you know, like you learn a new word and then you hear that word 10 times in the next week. You know, it's something's been brought up to your awareness. So instead of just writing that off, you know, I did a meditation that was to meet your totem animal. Mm-hmm. And I had a girl. And so I said, you know, you're going to go through this thing, you're going to see an animal. And then afterwards we all shared our what we saw. And so this girl who was a little bit skeptical said, okay, well, I saw a fox. And I said, okay, well, cool. Then a fox, you know, fox came to you. She said, yeah, but I think that I saw that because my best friend's name is Fox. And so I probably just saw fox because I was thinking about my friend. And then that's probably why. So she was trying to kind of explain, like her logical mind was trying to make sense of it. And so I kind of turned it around on her and I said, well, okay, sure. It could be that you were thinking about your friend Fox, or could it be that you actually resonate with the energy of this fox totem animal? And because of that, that is why you have attracted a friend named Fox to you in your life. She was like, oh, you just flipped the script on me. Oh, okay. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So I think that and you know how this is. I mean, it's like getting out of that logical minded need to make some kind of linear sense of everything.
Right.
I think that's part of that is also like the, what does it mean aspect, but, you know, just, I think just allowing yourself to, you know, take messages and take signs and take synchronicities as a way to actually feel just more faith in the fact that, yes, there, I'm not totally without a map. I am not without guides, even if they come in the completely mundane form of physical things in front of me, or if they come in through a meditation. For me, I feel like it very much is, and you know, it always takes it back to being an affirmation that I'm tapped into something bigger,
right.
You know?
Yeah. And it's speaking to you. It's speaking to you, and it's trying to understand what is the language that you hear and listen to and pay attention to. And I think that we can talk about this more in the next break or the next segment after the break, is what happens when we begin to really affirm those and acknowledge them and listen to them. So we'll be back after a short break with my amazing guest, Naha. We're going to talk more about coincidence on The Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. I loved that music. That was so like spacey to come back into our conversation with my amazing guest, Naha Armati. And we are talking today about the power of coincidence and really how do we begin to engage with these messages and these signs and these little nudges and breadcrumbs and whatever other analogy or metaphor we can use. How do we begin to engage with them and let them guide us forward and really trust that they're a valuable thing and that we can use them really for our benefit. And in the last segment, we were talking about how, you know, we were sort of laughing at this idea of like, oftentimes people try to make it this rational thing. And I've had the same thing too, like clients saying, well, I don't know. I'm trying to get connections with my guides and I don't get messages from my guides. And all I see everywhere are blue feathers. And I'm like, how is that
bingo
message from your guides? If you're seeing, and it's not, you know, a blue feather's pretty rare generally, and to see them all over the place and all of the time, I think that, you know, when we begin to sort of tune in and go, okay, wait a minute, message received, and we just validate it and sort of acknowledge it and remain open to it. I mean, once we get to that point where we're really beginning to trust them and believe them, do you think that that just opens up a whole new level for us, a whole new level of awareness?
Totally. Yeah, I absolutely do. Because like I said, those things are going on around us all the time. But once you open up to it, once you accept it, once you have some sense of, yes, this actually can be useful, it's just going to happen more. It's just going to appear to you in a more clear way. And of course, anything that you have some more openness about is going to be ultimately more useful to you, I think, you know, as long as it's something that's in alignment. I use that stuff as a validation all the time now. You know, even when I first applied to work at House of Intuition, the address of the house is 2237, and 22 being my big number, you know, right off the bat, even as I'm walking up the stairs and I see that 2-2 right at the bottom of the stairs, I said, okay, I see you. You know, just another little thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point, is that sometimes all we have to do is acknowledge it. Like the way I look at it is, especially in the beginning of a spiritual path or spiritual journey, we're not conscious about it, or we're not deliberate with it. So I always feel like it's, in a way, it's like our guides or our higher self or the universe, whatever, is tapping us on the shoulder, just trying to figure out, what do we hear? What do we see? How do we, you know, sort of communicate? So you're really, in a sense, learning how to speak another language with your non-physical helpers. And so I think if we just go, hey, thank you, got it, 22. Hey, yeah, blue feather. Hey, yeah, that song I heard this morning, and now I've heard it three other times today, message received, thank you.
Yeah,
I had an interesting experience years ago when I had decided to quit my full-time job and walk down this path full-time and start my practice. And I had made the decision. I had talked to my boss and we had set a plan in motion and I was on my way home. And at the time, it felt like the right choice. I was living in Seattle at the time. And then I was walking up the hill going home. And as I was walking up the hill, I got more and more freaked out and more doubtful and more like not trusting it. And by the time I got home, I was almost in a full-blown panic attack. And I was like, what the heck did I just do? So I was like, okay, guys, I just need an absolutely unmistakable, clear sign that I made the right decision. And I turned the corner to come up the stairs to my apartment. And at the bottom of my stairs was a slip of paper that I still have I have it laminated in my wallet. That was like 22 point bold font that said, quit your job, get a life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I keep that in my wallet to remind me that to never doubt again, right? To never doubt, to always trust my gut and my instinct, because it's always leading me in the right direction.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Totally. That is like one of those literal like neon sign right in front of you. Like, yeah. Hello.
Well, and I think that,
I love that.
We were talking about this on the, you know, before too, about how you and I have known each other for years, since the early 90s in Seattle. And you were saying how, you know, our relationship now, as we have moved in this whole new direction, of doing this work full time. And then you were saying that you even have some other friends that do this work as well. And how is that like not an amazing sign, right? That you're moving in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, to have that long of an arc with someone where could we have ever have guessed, you know, back in the day in Seattle, like you said, like hanging out in my basement apartment off the street, that we would someday, you know, both be on the path that we are, and really, you know, helping other people and helping them to trust themselves and to awaken. So yeah, I think that it's pretty uncanny. And at the same time, you know, cause there was a pretty big period there where we weren't really in touch, but then, you know, it's like, oh, you just pick up where you left off, but with a totally new evolved version of yourself. So
totally. And you said something that I think is really powerful. And I want you to sort of expand on that a little bit about how, you know, it's about learning to trust yourself and really empowering yourself and believing in yourself. And why do you think that that is so important, especially at this time on the planet and at this point in human history?
Well, you know, there's just so many, this is how things are done. This is the way the system works. This is, you know, there's so many of those kind of programs and patterns that are just pounded into our brain. And a lot of times it's not in alignment with what, you know, the decisions that we really want to make. When we start really listening to, you know, that inner voice, when we listen to our body and our body starts telling us, you know, like maybe that doesn't feel right. Maybe I actually am here to do something more than just like live this small life and just do the, you know, the work, eat, sleep wheel.
Yeah.
And so when we have these moments that show us, you know, here, hello, wake up. Yes, there is something that we want you to notice here, and we can learn to trust ourselves. Then we can kind of get off of that fake program, get off of that wheel, get out of what has just been some kind of a structure that's been placed by, you know, the people before us, and really be, you know, have a self-directed life, really be able to create your life, you know, as the name of your show, A Life Untethered. I mean, that's what I spend a lot of my days doing, working with my clients to help them to realize, you know, if you can release some fear and if you can have a sense of, you know, there may be more for you than, you know, what you've been told, then the opportunities and the roads are going to open up, and you are, you know, you are supported, even when your friends think you're crazy, even when your parents don't understand, even, you know, when it's like, but aren't I supposed to just do ABC, ABC? And I think that, you know, I mean, all I can do is lead by example in terms of how it's worked for me. But I really, really do believe that, you know, with having more self-empowerment and trusting oneself and trusting the fact that, you know, we do have a higher potential than maybe what, you know, like I said, what we've been told or what we've been made to believe, then we can really, you know, find so much deeper fulfillment in life. And, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you brought up another interesting point too, is that when we allow ourselves to trust the little things, right? Like the feeling or the intuition, or like you said, that, you know, that feeling in the body of like, this doesn't feel right. When we can trust it and learn how to trust it on the little things, then when we get to those big moments or those big decisions or those big leaps, it's easier for us to trust it.
Oh my goodness. You just totally, yes.
So it's like you learn how to ride with training wheels, and then you get it. And then when it comes to the big shift, then you can say, all right, yeah, I might still be afraid, but I trust myself because I know what my truth feels like.
Yes. I think that now you're like really getting to the bottom of this, yeah. Because a lot of times coincidences, they're simple things. They're not, you know, they are things that have to do with these raw fundamental languages. They're colors, words, numbers, letters, feathers. They're simple aspects. It doesn't need, I mean, okay, having a literal message that says quit your job and go live your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can accept it on that simple way, I mean, you just totally nailed it to me. You're giving me a big aha moment right now, actually. I think it's true. It prepares you for the bigger things and for those more detailed messages as right. well. So,
right.
yeah.
Because it's like, and we'll talk more about this in the next segment about how it's worked, you know, how you in your own personal experience have trusted yourself and learned how to do that. But it's like, I always feel like your purpose, you've already agreed to your purpose. Your purpose already knows exactly what it is. It's just now mm-hmm. your job in this lifetime is to give it a voice and to take action on it and to breathe it in, breathe life into it. So it's like, you don't even really mm-hmm. have to figure out what it is. You just have to learn how to trust it.
Oh my goodness. If everybody could just understand exactly what you just said, you don't need to figure out what it is.
You just have to
yeah,
trust it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I say this every single time. I wish this was like a 3-hour show because I feel like we're just breaking into the juicy goodness of it. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about this amazing conversation, the power of coincidence, synchronicity, signs, nudges, breadcrumbs, whatever you want to call it. Just listen to it. So we'll be right back more from A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and my amazing guest, Naha.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here with myself, Andrew Martin, on A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and my amazing guest, Naha Armati. And we are talking today about this incredible topic, coincidence, and really how it's more about synchronicity and breadcrumbs and the nudges that we're getting from the universe. And the last segment, we sort of started to dig into this topic of how really these synchronicities are always kind of guiding us toward our purpose, and how we both have this aha moment of like, it's not, you don't really have to know what the purpose is. You don't have to understand it. You just have to trust it. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, you and I've known each other a long time, and who we were 20 something years ago is like light years.
I like to call it my wild stallion days.
I love that. Yes, we were very wild stallions for sure. So, you know, what I'd love for you to share, because having known you over these past couple of decades and now seeing you in this place, which so clearly it's like when I look at you now, I'm like, this is why you came here, right? You, from mm-hmm. my perspective, are very deeply connected now to your purpose and what you came here to do this in this lifetime. But how has mm-hmm. your experience guided you here? Because clearly, you know, this is, you didn't wake up at 22 years old and say, oh, I want to do this. This was an evolution for you.
Right. Yeah, totally. No, at 22, all I wanted to do was party. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, that was really a big part of my life, not only just being in my 20s, but also, you know, I was really into the DJ thing and the nightlife and bartending and all, and, you know, everything in that realm. Well, it's funny because my parents used to say, oh, you can't do that. you can't do that forever. And I thought, yes, you can. You totally
sure
can.
You can.
And, you know, it really, of course, you know, metaphysical things and studying tarot and things like that, you know, those were interests of mine, but I never would have put together any kind of connection that's something that I can either have integrated into my career, A, or B, even really want everyone to know that I'm into. I was very much kind of, you know, in the metaphysical closet. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was actually, you know, in my mid-30s where I was on tour, I was DJing, and we had a couple stops down in Los Angeles. Now, I was born here, so I've always had this thing, like, whenever I would visit LA and I'd get off the plane, and the first thing that you notice, you know, when you're in an airport is kind of like the difference of the air, and just like the color and the feel of the air, and seeing my first palm tree was always like a, you know, a very magical thing to me. And so every time I would come here, it almost put me back in this sort of like 5-year-old childhood mentality, because that's mm-hmm. when I actually lived here. And so when I was on tour, I had this realization, if it's somewhere that makes me happy, if I love being there every time I visit, I'm an adult, I could make the decision to actually move there. So there was one thing that I knew, and that was that I was coming to LA. But, you know, mind you, I was still, as I said, I was still bartending, I was still a nightlife girl. I came to LA without a plan. And what I did know was what I was not willing to do anymore. I didn't know what I was going to do. All I knew was where I was setting the bar. And that was that I only wanted to do work that was helpful to people, that was providing a service. Because I saw that, you know, serving somebody drinks is like, that's helping them for like the next 3 hours. It's not helping yeah. them the next morning when they wake up, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had quit. I had gone the sober route at that point, you know, and so I came, I said, I don't know. I have no other skills. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. Maybe I'll work at a juice bar, because that's the only thing that I know how to do. That was literally where I set the bar. I said, all I want to do is do something where I can feel like I'm being of service. Mm. And the rest, I just threw it over to the universe. And looking back, I really think, how did I do that? You know, I must have, was I crazy? And, you know, I came, like I said, you know, without a plan, but still with some kind of bar. And I tell my clients that too. I'm like, if you don't know what you want, at least if you can determine what you don't want or what you won't put up with or what you've already learned and you don't want to do again, that's something, something right. to start with. And, things were a little bit touch and go for a couple months. And then within 3 months, I saw the ad for House of Intuition, answered it, like I said, as I'm going up the stairs and I'm seeing the 22 and the door opens and I was basically like, I'm here. Who are you? I said, I'm here to do this thing. Place wasn't even open yet. They didn't even have electricity on yet. I wasn't even ready to be working with clients or anything like that. In fact, you know, my background was that you don't even take money for this kind of thing, but I stuck it out. I helped them get things set up. I, you know, worked the desk and helped them kind of get the ball rolling. And I just had this feeling. I said, this is going to work. This is going to grow into something. And, it was really at that point, just a matter of continuing to have faith and follow the signs. And, you know, by the end of the first year, I was, starting to actually, build a clientele because I had started doing, readings professionally there. Now it's 7 years, you know, going on 8 years later. And the whole thing has just completely expanded, and they've got, you know, multiple locations. Now we have our online classes. I've got at any given time, you know, hundreds of students that are in rotation in all the different classes I teach. So it's just amazing when you just turn things over and just trust and realize that there's something more for you, even if you think, like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. But I know that there's something better for me. So,
and that is so beautifully put. And thank you for sharing that. And I want to ask, I mean, so it sounds to me like in the beginning, especially without a clear plan, without an idea, without an agenda other than what you didn't want, in the beginning, mm-hmm. was it really about you just trusting what you felt? I mean, was that the intuition, or was that the sign, or the synchronicity was just the sense of what felt like true? Or how did you, in those moments in the beginning, without a clear sign, maybe from the external, or were there external signs, like how did you make it through that beginning period of not really knowing, and you're still learning how to trust it?
You know, I have to say, things just became very black and white for me. Things either felt good or they didn't. And, you know, it was just a sense of this is either not right for me or it is. And it was, you know, something that even like earlier in my life, I had gone through that phase of sort of like, you know, everything is either right or wrong. But now it was like being expressed on a completely higher level. Yeah. And I didn't, I guess I just didn't really question it. But I do recommend, you know, if you are in that place, to keep the question to the universe very simple, and just to ask. And sometimes I, you know, still do this, like in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth, just ask the question, show me a sign, just show me a sign today. And I leave it at that, you know, and then those things really do show up. And if you can just acknowledge it in that moment. And you know, I'm also very stubborn. So once I set my mind to something, you know, I'm like, this is going to work. And I think part of it also was, you know, I just did not want to go back. Once I started seeing that, like, oh my gosh, maybe this could be my reality. And maybe I actually could do something that I love and have it as a career. I mean, once you start realizing that, like, there's no going back. So then you get more motivated to actually put the work in. And, you know, it isn't just a matter of, you know, as you kind of alluded to at the beginning, like doing healing work and being a teacher and being a human guide for people. It is not all fun and games. There's a lot of really, really difficult work, but when you love what you're doing, you're going to get excited about that and get motivated. And, you know, it's true. I'm kind of a workaholic at this point. But if it's also, you know, my passion, then it's not unpleasant. You know, it's something I actually really enjoy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So that's a perfect way to wrap up. I wish we had more time, but I think that's a perfect way to end it, is just for people to remember, just keep it simple and just say, show me a sign, and just trust how you feel. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Naha, for being with me. It was so much fun. We're definitely going to have you come back. We'll talk about crystals and rocks and some other stuff too.
Yay.
And thank you everybody for listening. This is Andrew Martin. You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, remembering that I am the second and fourth Thursday of every month. So I will see you in August. Thanks again for listening. Have a beautiful day.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at thelightedones.com. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you were there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin.